Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf, and we begin Sif Beis in Simin Samach Vav, continuing the halachas of Kriyashma. And today we're going to discuss the following. Mechaber starts off, Im shochach laniach tzitzis u'tfilin. If a person is in the middle of the brachas of Kriyashma, and he hadn't yet put on tzitzis u'tfilin, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yudalid, that he forgot, Im shochach, as the Mechaber said, o shaya onus, or he was for some extenuating circumstance or an accident, shalo yod tzitzis u'tfilin mitchila, for whatever the reason, he didn't have his tzitzis and tefillin with him, and he only gets it now. So the Mechaber continues, and he says, yochol lahafsik ben haprokim lanicham, one between the paragraphs is allowed to go put them on, v'yivarach aleim, and is even able to make a bracha. In Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, ben haprokim, v'im nizdami lo be'emtza perek, the Mechaber said, only if in between the prokem, what happens if he gets in the middle of one of the paragraphs of brachos or kriyashma or shema? So yishe milanichom, he should wait to put them on ad ben haprokem until he gets to in between the paragraphs. Kadeshi yuchal avarach aleim, and this way he'll be able to make the bracha upon them at that point in time. Dirshu footnote number 5 reminds us that we had already said that technically one could put it on at any point in time and only make the bracha later on at the break point where one is allowed to make the bracha. Furthermore, the Dirshu footnote number 5 continues and says that the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin that we make on the tefillin shorosh is also mashma that you can say that bracha. That is a sofik whether you should make that bracha or not. Sheken kosav shemeniach tefillin kodim birchas goa yisrael lo yivarach al mitzvahs tefillin v'gam lo yama broch shen kvo machus al yom v'ed. Now that's talking about emsa prokim. The implication, therefore, is that bein haprokim would be allowed to make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin as well. Or the other parts of the putting on of the tefillin, all the psukim that we say, however, one doesn't say those, as brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky. Finally, if you already put on tefillin before this man of putting on tefillin, and you haven't made the bracha yet, and now you just remember in the middle of the kriyashma that you didn't make the bracha yet, so the Makor Chaim says, don't make the bracha then, wait until after you finish Manasseh. However, the Igros Moshe paskins differently, and he says, Shagam ba'ofen zeh yivarach aleihem bein yishtabach l'kaddish. You could make the bracha in between yishtabach and kaddish. And this is called over lasiyosin as well. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he said, Vahani mili, that which we said you can put on your tefillin, bein haprokim in mizdami lo b'yemtza birkas yotzerar or avarabo. That was talking about in the middle of yotzerar or avarabo, or in between the two of them. Avolim nizdami lo tefillin b'yemtza kriyashma, yaniach teke. But surprisingly, that was true that you wait till Bein HaProkim in the middle of Yotzer or Ahav Rabbah. But if you get your tefillin in the middle of Kriyashma, put them on immediately. Because here, every second you don't have the tefillin on, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah wearing the tefillin while you're saying Kriyashma. And you're even allowed to go put it on with the bracha over here. There are more than adds. V'yesh omrim shalo yivarach aleihem ad achar tefillah. There are those that say that when you get your tzitzis and tefillin in the middle of the brachas of kriyashma or the shema, even bein haprokim, you shouldn't make the bracha until after the shmona esrei. And the rabban paskins v'holchi nog le'inyan talis. The same is true in regards to a talis. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin explains the betzitzis ain't no chovaz gavra. Tzitzis, there is no obligation for a person to wear. It's an obligation only if you have a four-cornered garment. Shemein lo talis potumi tzitzis. If a person doesn't have a four-cornered garment, he doesn't have to have a tzitzis. V'yuchol lekos kriyashma bli tzitzis. And there's nothing wrong technically with a person reading kriyashma even without tzitzis. Although in Dirshu footnote number 6, he does point out that we've already previously learned based upon a Zohar that it is a little bit considered made edu sheker biatzmo if you say shema without wearing tzitzis. Certainly that's true without wearing tefillin. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, since you don't have to wear tzitzis, saying the bracha of lisati batzitzis would be considered hafsik. Okay, mikri hafsoka idea bracha. However, avol tefillin du chovas agof, but tefillin, which is an obligation for a person. A person has to wear tefillin. It's not, oh, if he has a certain clothing that he wears tefillin. No, you always wear tefillin. It's a chova on the gavra. The gam bilti tefillin who kimeid edu sheker biatzmo chas shalom. And furthermore, as I just pointed out, it's as if you're testifying falsely about yourself. Sheomer shar tom lios hayadecho ve'enu kosher. You say, I put them on my arm, but you don't put them on your arm. Therefore, alkei naktinon kidei arishonu delo chashiva hefsek. Therefore, by tefillin, we paskin, like the first opinion that's brought down, that you can, in fact, put them on and make a bracha. It's not considered hefsek. Because of leading habracha, and this is true about the bracha, avol halavisha levada mutter, you certainly can go put on the tzitzis, that's the talis, that's not a problem, or the tefillin, certainly. And Dirshu footnote number 7 explains, because it's not considered a havsaka, because actually while you're putting them on, you could technically continue reading the shema. And then so after you put on your talis, don't make the bracha now. That would be a half sick, as we just pointed out. But go make the bracha on the talis after you finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says for the Beis Yosef, not only between the prakim, but even in the middle of the bracha of the brachas of Kriyat Shema or the Kriyat Shema, you can put on the tzitzis without making a bracha, except levad miperek rishon shel Kriyat Shema, but not during the actual Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu and Mestama Baruch Shem as well. And he brings down the Prima Gadim, the Hakin Aktinon Kachros Ramah. We in fact paskin like this. Psak of the Ramah. Unless, if you're sitting there and you're very embarrassed not to be wearing your talis, then you could put it on and even make the bracha bein haprakim. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Lekadish ulekdusha ulebarchu mafsik afilu b'yemtza pasuk v'chein lemodim. In the middle of the Kriyashma, one is permitted to interrupt, to answer and respond to Kaddish. We'll see what part of the Kaddish. Lekdusha, Ula Baruch Hu, and for Baruch Hu. All of these is a person permitted to interrupt and to respond, as we'll see in a moment, what exactly you respond. Which parts are we talking about? And this is true even in the middle of a pasuk, never mind in the end of a sentence, but even in the middle of the pasuk. And likewise, modim, and we'll explain that modim means just modim anachnu loch, but nothing else. However, the Mechaber continues, Avolo yomar elatevas modim, you just say modim bilvad, as I just mentioned, and it doesn't mean just modim, it means modim anachnu loch. Now let's see these Mishnah Berurahs that are very important. Yud Zayin. You can answer for Kaddish. Which part of Kaddish? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Haynu lo Omein, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, until Olmaya. That you can definitely answer. But you don't answer the first Omein, Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah. You don't answer that Omein because that's a Minhag. Likewise, V'lo Yomar Yisparach, and at the end of the Yehei Shmei Rabbah, as we brought down previously, the different Minhagim, as to whether you do or you do not say that, since it's fraught with Machlokes, and it's only a minhag to say it for those that say it, so we don't say Yisparach over here because it would be a hefsek. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yana Omein Achar Damiron Bi'omor, V'imru Omein. That Omein you can say, but you don't say the Omein after Tiskabel, Yehei Shlomo Rabbah, and Ose Shalom. Lo Yana Omein, because Ki'enu El Minog. All of these are just a minhag to answer Omein there, and the minhag doesn't suffice to interrupt over here. It's a hefsek in your saying of Kriyashma. The Halacha Berurah brings down that you would be allowed to answer for those Svaradim who say, V'yasmach Pokanei V'karev Mishichei. Some would suggest that you're allowed to answer that. Others say you can't. Likewise, Svaradim have the custom after we say Shmei Dikud Shah Brichu, they say Amen. So there's a machlokas here as well. The Halacha Berurah concludes that if somebody does want to answer Amen here, Yesh Lo Al Mi Shiyismoch. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says Ulikdusha Yomar Rak Kadosh and Baruch. You can only say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch, Kvod, Hashem, Mimikomo. Those are the only two parts of the Kedusha that you can answer according to the Mishnah Berurah, which is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. Shezehu Ikar Kedusha. But you're not allowed to answer Nekadesh or Naritzcha, and likewise, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you can't answer Yimloch Hashem Leolam, Lokai Atzion, Dor, Vador, Haluka. However, the Orech HaShulchan in Se'if Vav in this Simen does bring down a Yesh Omrim who says, Yane Gam Yimloch, the Ein HaChrob is there, we don't have a clear cut psak, is it correct to not answer Yimloch or to answer Yimloch? And the Orech HaShulchan concludes, V'yocho Lasos Kirtzono, a person can do whichever he feels more comfortable doing, either to answer Yimloch or not is okay. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, it says, V'kol Shekin Shlo Yaman Ekadesh Ushad Vorim Shemosifim B'Shabbos. On the other parts of the Kedusha, including, as I mentioned already, the Kaddish and Naritzcha, and as well all the other parts that we insert on Shabbos, Ozbekol, Rash, Gadol, etc., that you can't answer. And this is true not only be Emtsa Perik, but even Bein HaProkim. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Barab Baruchu, it means Sha'one Baruch Hashem Hamvaruch Li'olam Vo'ed. That you can say, but you don't say, as the Ramah mentions, you don't say any other psukim that people have a minhag to say. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, in Birchas HaTorah, when you hear the Baruch Hu over there, Yaneh Baruch Hashem Hamvaruch Le'olam Vo'ed, you're allowed to answer that, and as well you can answer the Amen at the end of the Bracha, Al Sof HaBracha, and this includes both the Bracha Rishona of Asher Bracha Banu and Asher Nosa Lanu Toras Emes at the end. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, there are those that disagree. He brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim and the Chayi Adam. So the Psak Lamais is, in the Emtza Perek, don't answer, but Ben HaProkim, one can be makel and answer to these brachos. Sivkot and Yutas, the Mishaburu says one is allowed to be mafsik, as we had brought down in the Ramah, afilu b'emtza pasuk, the imposik, l'shol, mipnei kvod, boss of Adam, since you have the right to ask a b'chavadik a person, how are you doing at that point? Kavachom, mipnei kvod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly you can interrupt, so to say, for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this we see near the Imshama Kol Ra'amim, if you hear thunder at that point in time, Yafsik Vivarach, you're also allowed to make the bracha, Shekochu Gros Moli Olam, Tavi Mitzvah Veris, because if you don't make it now, then you'll miss out on the opportunity. But others disagree, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Cholkin, Tekivin Shu Osek Bishvachu Shomokum, since you're in the middle of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lelivsok Bishvil Shevach Achir, it's inappropriate to go and praise him for something else. Velo Domi Lucholhani, Dahavi Dovah Shebekdusha, as opposed to all these other interruptions which we did allow, they're a Dovah Shebekdusha. And this is brought down in the name of Tzvu Ashar, El Yerab, and other Achronim. And therefore, there's a difference between these Dvarim Shebekdusha that you can interrupt, according to the Yesh Cholkin, but you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt for a Shevach, like saying the Bracha Kochu Gurus Moli Olam, when you hear thunder. Furthermore, Gam Chayod Mashma the Imshomon the Emtza in Lo Levarach Aleihem, the Chayodim also passings like that you can't interrupt. Kiim Kishasham Osam Ben Aprokim, but you would be allowed to answer them in between the paragraphs. In Dirshu footnote number 11. He brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that you see from here that a person is obligated to answer for all of these things, not just the Rishus. However, the Torah Chaim disagrees and says there's no chiyuv to answer, but you're just allowed to. The reason why is because Osek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, so technically you're not obligated to. And if the person has already heard Kiddushu Baruch Hu, so then there's a machlokis. Some poskim say he certainly shouldn't answer, and others say, no, he's still allowed to answer at that point as well. The rest of the footnote deals with should one be silent. If you're not allowed to answer, should you be silent and listen to the whole thing? And that certainly is a suggestion brought down by many of the poskim, whether that's an obligation or not, see there in the rest of the footnote. Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down an interesting scenario, is you're davening Marv, and it's been a very cloudy week, and it's almost the end of this man to say Kiddush Levona. And finally, you see that the Levona is visible right in the middle of Shema, so he paskins that you technically are allowed to stop. He brings down a bir alocha, shemuta lahafsik, afilu b'emtza perik, because it's a mitzvah overis. You're not going to have a chance to say it at any other time, so therefore you can say it now. That's similar to the idea, according to the psak that we said, that you could answer for the thunder. If you don't answer now, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, because you can't answer it later on. The Ramah continues and he says, there are other brachas that you'd be allowed to answer as well. If you're in the middle of Shema and they're already doing Chazaras HaShatz and the Chazan says HaKel HaKadosh, the concluding brach of the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, or the concluding brach of the middle 12, 13 brachos, the Shemoneh Tefillah. Yesh lo din Kedusha, these have the holier status like Kedusha, v'yuchalanos osam b'kriya Shema. And you'd be allowed to interrupt the middle of Kriya Shema, even Be'emtza Perek, to answer Amen to those. V'chein Iker, and the Ramah says this is in fact a din. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Chafalef, Mishum Dusiyim Sholosh Brachos Rishonos, Kela Kadosh is the conclusion of the first three Brachos, Shemei Tvila Hevisiyim Emtzoyos, that's the conclusion, as I mentioned, of the 12, 13 middle Brachos. However, the Amen Eters, the conclusion of Sim Shalom, even though one could argue that's similar, it's the Sim of the entire Shemoneh Esrei, Hiskim Muharbi Achronim Delo Yana Be'emtza Kriya Shema, that you're not allowed to answer the middle of Kriya Shema. And he says, look in the Morgan Avram for the reason. The issue footnote number 14, adds and says that for duchening, you would be allowed to answer Amen, not to the bracha of the Kedushas Shel Aaron, that the Igros Moshe says you can answer Amen to. However, the Birchas Kohanim itself is da'araisa, according to this understanding, and this is brought down in the Tshuvos and Hangogos from Sternbach Shlita as well, and the Chiyuv Anias Amen Apsuke Birchas Kohanim is a da'araisa and does interrupt, and one can answer that in the middle of the Psukim of Kriyashma. The Ramah continues and he says, Uluchol Hanimile, and for all of these things that we just said, over here you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of Kriyashma, Poski Mikol Shekein Ba'omer Tachanunim. You certainly would be allowed to interrupt your Tachanunim, your supplications that you're saying elsewhere, to answer Amen to all of these. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafbeis writes, this is Lach Ora Lav Davka. It doesn't necessarily mean only these things. Do Adin Luchol Amen, any Amen, Tzorich Lifsok Kish Omer Tachanunim. You'd be allowed to interrupt and should interrupt your tachanunim to answer to any amen. However, Be'emes Divrei Ramah Nechonim Od, he does point out that the Ramah was very specific over here when he said Divrei Tachanunim. Dehu Ma'iri V'Tachanunim Harogil Lomar B'Sov Siyim Shemoneh Esrei. He's talking about the Tachanunim, if I understand them correctly, that we say after Yulu Ratzonim Reifi, they're going to be Lech Hashem Tzuriv Goali, and then you say Lokai Nitzol Shanim Erah. Those Tachanunim, that's still a little bit like you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but it's considered over here that you can answer these amens over here, and That is what he's referring to. Al kein, elu amenim davka, only these, and not all the amens like we thought a moment ago. And he says this is based upon a Rashba, and that's where the din actually flows from. The Mishnah says tachanunim. The kosher came psukah dezimra. Certainly, psukah dezimra. Also, one can interrupt all of these amens. What about, can you answer a regular amen in between the brachas of kriyashma? The Chayyadim brings down the ena mutalanos rakha amen min habracha atzmo shesimo mitchila. Only that bracha are you allowed to answer amen to. But the Prima Godim and the Chidush Rebbe Kiva Eger bring down the kol amen mutalanos ben habracha. One can answer any amen in the middle of the in between the paragraphs ben habracha. If a person has to go to the bathroom, he till mayim and he urinates, lo yavarech ashiyotzer, he shouldn't make an ashiyotzer now, washes his hands, raki tol yodov, la'achar tefillah, and after the conclusion of Shmon Esrei, then he can make the bracha ashiyotzer, yavarech then. Last point we want to make is the halacha brura reminds us that the answering of Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo in the middle of Kriyat Shema and the Barachos, and even Bein HaProkim, is certainly not permissible, as we've already pointed out previously. And that concludes today's shiur.